And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
God can.
I know God can.
Who can take a heart turned bitter and cold, make it brand new so it shines like gold? God can.
I know God can. God can take away all your pain, make the sunshine change the rain, yesterday, today, and forever the same. All you gotta do is just call His name. Sunshine, change the rain, yesterday, today, and forever the same. All you gotta do is just call His name. I know my God can take away all your pain, make the sunshine, change the rain, yesterday, today, and forever the same. All you gotta do is just call His name.
I'm a-telling you, friend, God can. That is Noel Austin and Quicksilver with a song entitled God Can. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be right here with you for a little while, and I sincerely hope all the songs that we have picked out will bless your heart. And I hope you enjoy the scripture reading we have for you today. It'll be in the book of Nehemiah chapter 6. And I want to thank you for taking time to tune in. Please pray for us. Keep us in your prayers all the time, every day. We'd appreciate that a whole lot. And here it is, coming up on almost Thanksgiving time. And you go to the stores, and they've got all the Christmas stuff out already. And it's been out for weeks. Around our house, well, we try to remember the reason for the season. And don't ever forget that Jesus is the only reason for the season. There is no other reason. You take Christ out, you just have another day. So remember, during the Christmas time, Jesus is the only reason for the season. And I know we celebrate Thanksgiving here in November, and we shouldn't be thankful just once in a while, once a year. I'm thankful every day for His blessings on me. And Primitive Quartet sings a song that says, He's been better than good to me, and how true that is. Well, I'd sure love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. We're hoping by the end of this month we can have the money raised to get the bathroom in for a little fellow in our church. His name's Christian Atkins. He's 18 years old. And tried all the government agencies to see if they would help. And all of them said, no, don't meet within the criteria. Christian's 18 years old, weighs about 95 pounds. He's got cerebral palsy, he's quadriplegic. He's legally blind, has epilepsy. He's got reactive airway disease. He's got acid reflux or gastro reflux disease, chronic eye infections, confined to a wheelchair, nonverbal. He is totally dependent on all aspects of everyday living with care provided by someone, his parents and other family members, and he needs a bathroom. When you go into the first floor of the house where his room is, which is easy to roll him out, roll him in, there's not a bathroom on that level. And currently they have to take him up 7 stairs to get him to a bathroom. And when he was young and he was a whole lot less than 94, 95 pounds, his mom could do it fine. But now she might not want me to tell you she's 50 years old and he's 18 and she was 31 actually when he was born. But she's taken care of him all these years, and now she needs our help. They're just a simple family. They don't have much in this life. They're not wealthy and nowhere near. And if you'd like to help with that, you can make checks payable to Cedar Hill. That's 2 words, Cedar Hill. You could probably do it Cedar Hill Church would be okay, but you can do Cedar Hill FWB. Mail that to me, Roger Boone, at 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And or you want to give me a call for more information, 828-778-3350. And we would love to have you be a part of helping get this young man a bathroom, make life easier for his mom, taking care of him and the other caregivers that helps. And we'd greatly appreciate that. But you pray about it. You just pray about it. And we're hoping to have all, we need $12,000 is what we need. And we're hoping to have all of the money in before the end of November. So the bathroom can get started and hopefully be in by Christmas time. Wouldn't that be great? All right. Let me encourage you to be found faithful to the house of God, a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. And I encourage you to be found faithful to God's Word. Get you a copy of the Word of God. Read it. Study it. Trust in it because you can believe it. The old authorized King James Bible, I know you can believe it from cover to cover. And I even believe the cover because it says Holy Bible. But get in the Word of God. Pray for your preacher and pray for this preacher too. I'd appreciate that. All right, Nehemiah chapter 6, and we're going to begin reading in verse 1. Alexander Scobie's reading for us from the King James Version of the Bible.
Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the 5th time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands.
God's not dead, he's still alive. I know God's not dead, he's still alive. God's not dead, he's still alive. I can feel him in my hands, I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. I talked to him this morning. God's not dead. I talked to him this morning. God's not dead. I talked to him this morning. God's not dead. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. He saved me when I was lost. God's not dead. He saved me when I was lost. God's not dead. He saved me when I was lost. God's not dead. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. He healed me when I was sick. God's not dead. He healed me when I was sick. God's not dead. He healed me when I was sick. God's not dead. I can feel him in my hand. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. God's not dead. He's still alive. I know God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me.
Yeah, I remember that tune when I was growing up, of course. Let's hear a little bit more of that. I believe that'd be good if we, if John comes back in, does a little bit more of that. But anyway, I hear it in the background. I believe it's going to get here. There we go. Yep. It's coming. I guess that's just a little bit more picking. God's not dead. He's still alive. He never has died. Jesus died in the flesh on the cross, but God never has died. Even though Jesus was God in the flesh, it was only the natural, the human part of him that died. The God part didn't die. Just like the God part of you and I will never die. All right, got time for another one. Let's go over to Sparta, Tennessee, and the Gilbert family. I love these folk. I really do. I've only met them in person once, and I believe Sandy wrote this song, and it is so true. Listen to the message in the song by the Gilbert family.
No matter how often you hear the story told, Job never let down, gave up, he always stood bold. Job's wife said, curse God, to the devil he didn't bow. God's word will never change, it's truth anyhow. Oh, you may not want to change your ways, although you know it's true. God's word is sharper than a sword, but it will take you through. Remember, standing to the devil, don't you ever bow. It's his word, it's the truth anyhow. Though the world has much to offer, the truth remains the same. There's still hope in Jesus when you call upon his name. What's wrong with living right in a world turned upside down? Christians, we're not of this world, it's true anyhow. Oh, you may not want to change your ways, although you know it's true. God's word is sharper than a sword, but it will take you through. Remember, standing to the devil, don't you ever bow. It's his word, it's the truth anyhow. It's his word, it's the truth anyhow.
Yeah, that's right, it's the truth anyhow. That's the Gilbert family. They're out of Sparta, Tennessee. Some folk love the Lord, does a good job of singing and writing some good songs. Well, we're going to take a little short break. Following the break, come back in, have you some more great gospel music. Stay around. We'll be back right after this.